first line in the second parak, the opening line in the second parak says, when you shech the behemah, you have to shech two simon, you have to shech raiv of both of the two simon. When you shech the rov, you have to shech one simon, the raiv of that one simon. So we learned the Gemara on Testament Aleph. That 13 lines from the top. The Omer of Yudah Meshmuel, by the tiny letter Dalet, Hatabatzo, Sheivdot, Misimonim, Lachashkite. After you finish shechting the behemah of the yoke, you have to make sure that you cut through Roiv of the Simon. Omer of Yosef, Afanan, Amitanin, it's a Beferish Mishnah. The Chomishel Chashkite, so one of them is Shehir. So how long, if you shecht a little bit of the behemah, then you have a major pause, and then you continue to shecht. That's called Shia. So by davening, the Shia is Shok, the Maskula. The amount of time, let's say I'm up to Sim Shalom. It's not the amount of time that it would take from Sim Shalom to the end of the Shmon Esri. That's very short. The amount of time it would take to daven the whole Shmon Esri from the beginning to the end. And this fella takes a half an hour to daven. It doesn't depend on him. It depends on an Adam Beinani, the Gemara says, on an average person. Okay. Shok, the Maskula from the beginning to the end. So he also by Shchita. The Pashtas is Shok, the Maskula. We learned the behemah daka la daka and gasa la gasa, and there was a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says behemah liof. That does make any sense. If it's daka la daka and gasa la gasa, should be off liof. Why does he write behemah liof? It's a problematic Rambam. Okay. So the Pashta says that shir kediyah, shir shahir, is kedei ligma skula. How long would it take to shech? So Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amun Aleph, the Mishnah quotes a machloge satanoim. So the Tanakh, how long is the Shir Shehir? So let's see, the Tanakhama says, Shoah Kedei Shechita. Shoah Kedei Shechita means Shoah, the amount of time, Kedei Ligma Skula, how long would it take to do a whole Shechita from the beginning to the end? That's how he passed it. And the Tana Reb Shimon has a minority opinion which is not accepted. The Shir Shehir is Shoah Kedei Bikur. What do you mean Bikur? The time it takes to visit someone. What does the word Bikur mean? So the Gemara understands our Gemara, Tesa Man Aleph, is commenting on Reb Shimon. We're not going to pass on like Reb Shimon. Well, we're learning out one thing from Reb Shimon, that there is an institution of Bidikas HaSimonim, to see whether you shechted Reb of the Simon. So Reb Yosef claims that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Afanana mitnina. Shmuel didn't discover America when he came up with this din. HaShech etzor sheyibdek b'simonim. That's a beferish in Mishnah. Afanana mitanin. Reb Shimon says shoka de bik my love de bika simon. You have to be boidek. The word bika doesn't mean visit. It means bedika. What are you being boidek? So he says my love probably being boidek to simonim to make sure that you shechted the roiv of each one of the simonim that you had a shecht. So Abai was a talmid of Yosef. He says no. Amale Abaye. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Abai never learned by Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. I never saw him. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Abraham. Abai was later. But Abai confronts Rabbi Yosef and he says, well, we heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan a different shot. It doesn't mean Bikur HaSimonim, it means Bikur HaChochem. The amount of time that it would take to have the Chochem be Baidik the second. So the Gemara thought originally, this is now a footnote on this. Is not. Abai already disagreed with Rabbi Yosef. Finished. You don't have to read the Mishnah like Rabbi Yosef. When Rabbi Shimon talks about Bikur, it doesn't mean Bidikas HaSimonim, it means Bidikas HaSakon. Finished. Now the Gemara just has a parenthetic comment, like a footnote over here. What are you talking about? I mean, the length, the amount of time that it would take for the Sheikhet to go to the Rav, Bikur Chacham, and have him check the knife. So it depends whether the slaughterhouse is close to the rabbi's home or far away from the rabbi's home. It depends if the rabbi's home is in Shul, is in the base medrash. So where is he? And Cain and Satan Vechel HaShiur, and the Gemara says, Ella, no! Kidei Bikur Tabu Chacham. Not Kidei Bikur means Bidikas HaSimonim, Kidei Bidikas HaSakin. Imagine if the Sheikhet is the Chacham, and he wants to be Boidik the Sakin to make sure it has no Pagimas. So how long it would take to be Boidik the Sakin? Not to be Boidik Simonim. Maybe you don't have to be Boidik Simonim. Tosis holds Menatar, you don't have to because you have a right to assume the Rav Pamim, Sheikhet Shapir. The Tosis Vasura Bachilo. So that's an important Tosis. Tosis says, Rav Pamim, Sheikhet Shapir, Menatar, there's no problem. And Shmuel is mecharish mede rabbanon. You should be choishesh. Echad efshel mevdek batkina v'leis hamchinen aruba d'leis hakamon. You shouldn't rely on that ruba d'leis hakamon mede rabbanon. Like Rabban Tzvi made the shechita mumchim heim, and we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that if the shochet is still lefaneinu, so we should fahir him, we should be boidik him, to see if he really knows hilchas shechita. That was machlokes the Rashba and the Ra'o. So the Ra'o said, it's not just roiv ha-metzuri meitzer shechita, kol ha-metzuri meitzer shechita. There isn't even any need l'chatchila to be boidik. And we pass on the Shulchan Aruch not so. There's a miut ha-motzuri, of people who don't know what they're doing in shechita, so you have to be boidik l'chatchila. So here also. True, Taisa says, min ha-Torah you have ropa m'shechet shapir, but mid rabbanon you have to be boidik b'simon. You have to be boidik to make sure that he shechted the roiv. Fine, that's the Gemara. And the Gemara ends, so Rav Yosef thought that it's a beferish in Mishnah and Lamed Beis. That's what Rav Shimon is talking about. He doesn't mean to say we're passing like Rav Shimon, just says, you see, that point is not under dispute, whether you need Bikur or not. Everybody holds you need Bikur. The question is that the Shir Shi'i? So the Tanakham says, no, the Shir Shi'i is Kedei Lishchot Eskulo, Kedei Shchita, from the beginning to the end. And Rav Shimon thinks that the Shir Shi'i is Kedei Bidika Sasak. But you see, they probably all agree you need Bidika Sasak. Then Abai says, no, I heard Pshat in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Bidika means Bidika Sasak.
Isn't that, if the Shochet is the one who's checking, if he's a Chacham, there's still no sin for Lashiram, meaning if you have a really long knife, then it could be very long as opposed to a very short knife, even a little bit more than a Tavar.
A good Kasha? I don't know. Still, it's a good Kasha. What? Yeah. They say you measure by the smaller size now. Yeah, it's a problem. Okay. That's what it's on. So the shayla is what a bidi evan. Loi badak mai. That's where we left off. Loi badak mai. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Ablezer ben antignus b'shem ablezer b'abiyana yomar treifa basura b'achilo. Just like a treifa is also b'achilo, but it's not metame. If you shech the treifa, if a treifa dies a natural death, it'll be an avela. On top of the fact that it started off that it had a broken leg while it was alive, it was a treifa mechaim. If it dies, it'll be an avail. It means a treifa shenishchato. So shchita is metar medein avail. There is a machlokes harishonim. Let's say I know in advance this animal is a treifa, and I want to shecht it in order that it shouldn't have too much avail. Do you recite a bracha when you shecht the treifa? You shecht the treifa and shchita is chal vis-a-vis tumen. It's not chal with respect to achila. So in Shulchan Aruch, the assumption is that you don't say a bracha. Ramah just has that whole shah, the simon you test. And your day is the simon about bichas hashchita. So the Ramah has, if you shecht an animal that you knew in advance that it may well be that it's a treifa, rob pamim, we assume rob behemis aksheris. So you don't say, it's always a suffix bracha, maybe the animal you're shechting will turn out to be a treifa. So never say a bracha on shchita. Say roiv behemis aksheris, and you do say a bracha on the shchita. But the shayla is, what if I know in advance that this animal has a shayla? So maybe it's a treifa. So the Ramah says, you should shech without a bracha, and then you should be boidek later on and see if it has a treifus. And if it turns out that it doesn't have a treifus, then you should say the bracha afterwards. And that's the long discussion that the Shach has there. This is against the Rambam. The Rambam says you can never say a bracha lachar asiyosam. Any brichas hamitzvah has to be recited over asiyosam, and after he did it already, it's too late. So the Rambam is paskening against the Rambam. The Rambam is paskening like the Yorza Ruach. There's one question, is there a mitzvah in general? Even to shech the ksheira, is there a mitzvah? So that's what we mentioned the other day, that the Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's a mitzvah when you're interested in meeting me, a mitzvah to shech. And the Ravid is masik, he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah. Shechita is mater. If you'll shech an animal, it'll remove the Yisra, Eiv Menachai, remove the Yisra Nevela. Eiv Menachai is one mitzvah, Nevela is a different mitzvah. But it's not that there's a mitzvah to shech. The Ravid is masik on the Rambam. So the Pashtus is, Rav Soloveitchik thought, Rav Chaim Berlin writes in his Tshuvas that they thought that the Rambam, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam just meant that there's an Isser Essay. The Ravid writes, if there is a mitzvah, it's not that there's a mitzvah to shech. It's that there's a lav avon mechlal asay. There's an Isser Essay if you eat, ein azvucha. So that's perhaps what the Rambam meant. But because Mishnah understood not so, because Mishnah understood the Rambam literally, that there's really a mitzvah to shech. So we assume, even if there's no mitzvah to shech, you still say a bracha.
According to the
Rambam, the bracha is connected with the mitzvah. So So you want to say the mitzvah only is, if you're interested in eating, then you have to shecht, but here we can't eat it anyway. So here, even the Rambam would agree there's no mitzvah here, and the bracha is only in connection with the mitzvah. Could be, if you all like that, kesa mishnah. Okay. So again, so in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah and Siman Yutes assumes a double pashut, that if you know in advance that it's a treifa, you don't say a bracha. And if you think it may or may not be a treifa, if there's a latest asafik, if there's some reyesa, there's a latest asafik, maybe it'll be a treifa, so you don't say a bracha in advance, because it may turn out to be a bracha levatola. You boidik the treifas after you do the shechita, if it turns out soon after, you don't wait till tomorrow, soon after you boidik, and if it turns out to be a ksheira, then there are more paskins like the Ozarua that you may say a bracha lachar asiyas, at least in this case, one can say meikor gaber lachazi, like the Gemara said in Psochim, on Daf Zayinam Beis, the Gemara says that by a tefilas ager, he always says the bracha lachar asiyas, tova v'yolo, when he comes out of the mikveh, he says the bracha ala tefila. Why doesn't he say in advance? So the Gemara says, meikor akati gaber lachazi, he's not Jewish yet. He can't say asher kedushan b'mitzvah v'tzivano on anything. So the Gemara says over there, that for sure is an exception to the rule. Whenever you're performing a mitzvah, and you weren't able to recite the bracha beforehand for some good reason, the good reason is that Gabra Lachazi, he wasn't Jewish before. So that's what some Achrayim said, the only time there are more paskins like the Ozarua that we allow you to say the bracha Lacharasi Osim is when there's a nol dehareis ha-mechayim, if you had a later sasofik on the animal, maybe it's a trefor, and the Avocha says you're not allowed to say a bracha in advance. Not that you didn't have a yarmulke before, or there is keneged ha-erva. So wait another 5 minutes till you get a yarmulke. No. Perhaps the only time there are more paskins like the Ozarua that we permit you to say the bracha lachar asiyasim is when al pi halacha, the halacha doesn't permit you to say the bracha oivel asiyasim because there's a reyes emechaim, there's a latest asafik, maybe it'll turn out to be a treifa. Because you know something happened, fell down a flight of stairs. So it may be a treifa. So maybe there are more only paskins like the Ozarua. In such a case, that's like tfilas agir. Mekor gabalochas. That's how some achrayim want to say. The Ramah only. Ramah really made a compromise. The Ozarua says it in all cases. Ozarua says if the person ate the Korban Pesach and he didn't say the bracha in advance, so let him say the bracha afterwards. There was nothing preventing him from saying the bracha in advance. Just forgot. So the Ozarua says it doesn't matter. So that's the question. Maybe the Ramah doesn't really paskin all the way like the Ozarua. Maybe only in this case. Maybe the Rambam should agree in this case to the Ozarua. Maybe the Ramah really paskin like the Rambam. And the Rambam agrees by a ger that you say the bracha lachar asiyasim. Because they kora gavra lachazi. So here also, maybe this is like a tefilas agir. Okay, that's a shaila. What is the Ramah paskin? But the whole assumption in Siman Yutes and that whole discussion, the Ramah with the Rebbe Kiveger, with the Nisei Kelim, how does the Ramah paskin, like the Ramam, like the Ozarua? Whole assumption is a double pashut. You don't say a bracha when you're shechting an animal that you know in advance it's a treif, even though the shechita will be in the time of the nevela. And I think there in Siman Yutes, Rebbe Kiveger quotes a Tshuvas Rashi. The Rashi says not so. Rashi is quoting the Tshuva saying, since Shechita Strefa is Metar M'day Nevelis, even if you know in advance that the animal is a Vadai Trefa, you still say a Brocha, because the Brocha is not really connected with the mitzvah of Shechita. The Brocha is on the Chalois of Shechita. Okay. So here, so that's clearly a din, Gemara is all over the place, that if you shech the Trefa, the Shechita is Chal, Metar M'day Nevelis. It's not going to be Mata Ba'achila. The Trefa is going to be also Ba'achila, but still the Shechita is Chal, Metar M'day Nevelis. So here it's a machlekes. You're supposed to be boidik b'simanim after you finish the shechita and make sure that you shecht roiv of the konen, roiv of the veshet. What if loy barak mai? So it's a machlekes. So the first opinion says that the animal will be asa b'achila, but it will not be metame. And the second opinion, b'masnita tonen, there's a brisa that says not so. Nevela metame b'masta. Misofik, I declare that it's a nevela. And it's even mitame b'masa also. So the Gemara says, "Ma'kam b'fligi." What's the machlekes hatanaim over here between Ablezer ben Antignus? These are tanaim. Ablezer ben Antignus saying over the name of Ablezer ben Yanai and the other Brisa. The Gemara says, "Bidir Rafuna." That we have the mem of Rafuna b'ema b'chayev b'cheskis yisrameres. Hashivod alach b'men ishchato. So whenever there's a safkin shchita, you go to chumra because the animal is b'cheskis yisra. So that's the machlekes. Mar sava b'cheskis yisra kaima. Vashta Mesahi, if it's Becheska Sisa, so it has Nevela too. Umarsav, and the other time the disagree says no, Becheska Sisa Amin, Becheska Stuma Lermin. Adarabba, the animal while it was alive does not have any tuma. It's only Tomei Tumas Metame Bemagamimasa after it dies. So that's the Hasafik, whether whether he did a shechita, he didn't do a shechita. So the animal is becheskas tahara, and it's becheskas isur. So if you shtalo chazake, you should really paskin that it's not netameh, and you should really paskin that it's also bachila. That would be a tarte disasri. So mikra din derai. So you don't worry about tarte disasri, because chazake works. That's the Shev Shemaitza points this out. Chazake is not really mevarer what the facts of the case are. It can't be mevarer if it's a tarte disasri here. Chazake is a din hanhoge. You noyeg in accordance to the way you were noyeg before you did the safek shechita, you should continue to be noyeg like that. So with respect to tumah, the animal while his life did not have any tumah. With respect to Easter, the animal while his life was asa b'achila. So it'll come at a tarte disasri himself.
Why shouldn't it depend if it's
b'shus
or
b'shus
hayachid?
We have a klal, sofik tumah b'shus Sveka tome, sofik tome b'shus aram sveka tohor. So the Gemara says on Omid Beis that that's only if the dover ha-mekabal tume is a human being, a dover she'esh bo das v'shol. Anochri is not mekabal tume. Non-Jew is not mekabal tume. The four things that are mekabal tume, odem v'kelem ochlem and mashkim, it's not all odem and all kelem and all ochlem and all mashkim. Only odem is a Jewish odem, kelem, there are kelem that are not mekabal tume. Klei avarim, klei glolim, klei adoma are not mekabal tume. Ochlem Mashkim also, not Ochlem Mashkim on Mekabaltum, only Michael Odom. Michael Baim is not Mekabaltum. So Nochri is not Mekabaltum. So the whole Meduber is, if the Dobah HaMekabaltum is an Odom, a Yisrael, a Bardas, so then that's called Yesh Bardas Lishoel. So then if it's a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid, then you go to Chumrah. If the Dobah HaMekabaltum that we're discussing is Kikore Shal Truma, the Gemara Namid Beis quotes a Mishnah. There's a chulda that's jumping around, a chulda is a live weasel that's jumping around that has a dead sheretz in its mouth. Apparently the chulda enjoys eating dead sheretz, dead mice. So the live chulda is jumping around on top of kikore shel truma, and some kind is going to be eating this truma. But they knew that there were chuldas running around. It didn't bother them. It wasn't considered unhealthy. Okay. So the dover hamakabel tuma here, the question was, the chulda has the dead sheretz in its mouth, and it's jumping on the kikores. So the feet of the chulda are clearly touching the kikaris. Question is, how far down does the mouth of the chulda go? So if the chulda is leaning down a lot, then the dead sheretz is going to be touching the kikaris al chum. The chulda keeps his head up, then the dead sheretz is not going to be touching the kikaris. So the dover ha-mekabel tumah that we're being done on, whether it was mekabel tumah, is kikaris, loaves of bread. So loaves of bread, a dover she'em odas l'shoel. It's not a human being. Dover she'em odas l'shoel has a status like Bishus Rabin, that you go to Hokel. The only time you apply the rule, that's how the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, the only time the rule applies that Sofik Tuma Bishus Hayochid, Sveka Tomei, is only when it's a Yesh Badas Lisho, when the person, when the Dov HaMakabal Tuma is a human being. If it's a little baby, also not. A Tinoch, Shenimtza Mushlach B'tzaduhi. Tinoch, Nimtza B'tzaduhi, Isa, Sofik, if someone touched the baby came Tomei. The baby is a little infant, does not know anything about anything. That's called Deima Das Vishol. Also, you go to Kula, even though it's Bishu Sayach. The Gemara is going to have now two sugyas. How do you know? One is going to have two discussions. Here, one discussion is, we're going to leave this out. These are famous sugyas, but we're going to leave them out because it's not really what we are working on now. One is Yud Amud Beis, starts from the middle of the Amud. The line begins with the word Kvodush Al Chacham. Lama Laharis Sakan Al Chacham Amud Nei Kvodush Al Chacham. So right after that starts a world famous sugi. Menoha Milsa Dam Rabbanan Uki Milsa Chazoke. How do you know Ishtal of Chazoke? The Gemara goes on and on. Then the Gemara has a discussion. How do you know that you go Basarayv? Where's that other Gemara? Second line from the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. They know Hamil Sadam Rabban and Zil Basar Ruba. I mean, on this Ram Lahat, the Gemara says, no, Ruba, this is Kamon. You're right. How do you know Ruba, the Lesa Kamon? What's the Mokar? So that Sugya goes on and on from Yud Aleph and Aleph, the second line from the top, till the top of Yud Beis and Aleph. The first three and a half lines. So these are famous Sugyas. The first sugi is just half an omer. This one, Menoham Milstam Rabban Zil Basa Chazoke. Then the other one that goes a whole blat Gemara, that Menoham Milstam Rabban Zil Basa Ruba. So the Gemara says, what's the mocha that you go Basa Chazoke? That's from Tzaraz Batim. The Gemara says, on Yudam and Beis. the kohen looks at the neged tzaras and he sees that it has the correct shear, either one gris or two gris, machlok zatanaim, what's the minimum size that the neged tzaras has to be by the tzaras batim, and then v'yotza kohen al pesach habayis v'hizgirus habayis. He leaves the house and he declares that he either closes the door, he doesn't close the door. That was the Mishlam Melech that we had, disagreed with all the Rishonim in the door. All the Rishonim in the door understand that hizgirus habayis means he closes the door. Mishlam Melech says he doesn't know where the Rishonim got it from. Hizgir, it means he declares it, that it's a bayis amuzga. We spoke last week on Thursday when we spoke about Parshas Tazrim Etzorah. So the Gemara says, when the kohen leaves the house, how does he know that that the neged tzaras still has the right shear? Maybe it shrank. Maybe it shrank, Taisus explained, but Mecha Taisus, why should you think that it shrank? Taisus says, no, we're talking about a case that at the end of the week he comes back and he sees that it shrank. So, and the whole neged tzaras is l'malam and ateva, the whole thing doesn't make any sense at all. So you can't say that the Sechel dictates that it shrank a little at a time, and every day it shrank a little bit. So it was so big when he saw it, it didn't shrink so much. Taisus says, the whole thing is l'malam and ateva, could be a shrank in one split second. So if at the end of the week, the end of 2 weeks, you see that it shrank, and maybe it already shrank before he walked out of Pesach Habayis, maybe he has no right to declare it as Tomei in the first place. How does he know that it still has the Kashir? It says, V'yatzal kan mechutz el Pesach Habayis v'hizgiris Habayis. So the Gemara says, Arayif on the Pasuk, that yishtal of Chazoka, that it still has the Shir, whatever the minimum Shir is, either one gris or two gris, whatever it is, has the Shir. So Tosis Frek Takasha, the top Tosis. And Yudam and Beis, a famous Tosis Kasha, maybe you don't know whether it still has the shear, doesn't have the shear. So maybe that's the din. Sofik tuma b'shul sayach, it's fake atomic. That's why the coin declares it as tuma. Because whenever there's a sofik tuma b'shul sayach, it's fake atomic b'toras vaday. Not just b'toras sofik. It's fake atomic b'toras vaday. So maybe that's v'hizgiris habayis. So the teretz that Taisa should have written is, you're talking whether the bias is tuma. A bias is a dovish eim v'das lishol. It's not a human being. Even a human being, if it's a little baby, a little infant, doesn't know what's going on, even though it is a human being, that's called Dov Hashem Vadas Lushol. So you go Lekula. Dov Hashem Vadas Lushol has the same status as Rishus HaRabim. So Tosis should have said like that. So Tosis says... on the third line, Ein Lahakshas, on the top line, Ein Lahakshas, Heich Muchach Mehoch Adukim Mulzach Hazokei. How do you know that the Kohen Paskins Tomei Vaday on the Bayis HaMuzgar based on Chazoke? You assume it still has the shear of the Negat Saras. Doesn't mean Tomei Misofek. It'll be Tomei Bevaday. Maybe it's Tomei because the rules and regulations Sofek Tomei Shusayochit. So Tosis gives an answer. The Becholinian Timi HaKosov Afil Havi Rushu Sarab Mishesh Behar Bebinon Afil Adob Hashem. Even if it happens to be a dove shame das lishol. So the acronym is Marsho is. What do you mean? Even if it happens to be all the time, a bais is always aimed at das lishol. There's going to be a different story. A person is going to walk into the house. So the person is
going down the trousers. It was love at first sight from his mitzvah also. So he also liked them. So they got married. So Rabbi Herzog married the daughter of Rabbi Hillman. Rabbi Hillman had learned in Kels. He at that time he wrote Sfarim. He wrote Ora Yosha. It's Rami Kainas on Shas and Rambam and Yerushalmi. Rami Kainas on Kol Torah Kulim. So that's how he starts off in the book. And then he says he was named Yaakov David after the Ritvaz because his father had gotten smitten from the Ritvaz. He tells also a whole story about that. So traditionally, that was the practice, that every so often, when there would be a big shas atchak, there would be mekel on the kittin. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the name of Rav Chaim that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mamrin that the Bezna has the right to make any gzeirah Rabbanan that they want. The Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make a gzeirah Rabbanan. Either there's a din about Tosif, you're not allowed to add on dinim to the Torah. So the Rambam says, the Rambam writes, if the Rabbanim will prohibit something and pass it on, fool the public as if to believe that it's a din d'oraisa, then there'll be a violation of Baal Tosef. But if they make a din d'Rabbanim, they tell you it's only a din d'Rabbanim, then there's no violation of Baal Tosef. That's what the Rambam writes. Perik Beis and Hilchas Mamre Halacha Tes. Hoyel v'yesh lebez and digzer v'lesa dov ramut al yam nisur l'dor z'chayesh lam l'hatar yisir tel afisho. Mao zesh yisir ato Baal Tosef. So he says, you're not allowed to add on to present it as if it's a din d'oraisa. But if you say, let's say, basar b'chalav of the Rabbanim, psarik b'chalav is the Rabbanim. So if you say that it's an isa deraisa, then you're a violation of Baal Tosef. If you say, minatara, chicken and milk is mutter, we're making it a Rabbanim, so then it's not Baal Tosef. So it's a strange Rambam. If you fool the people into believing that it's a din deraisa, so that's an isa sheker. Why do you write that that's an isa Baal Tosef? It's a different isa, not a tawala. Then the writer is masik on the Rambam. Yeah, koleva isa harua. He's wrong. He says, ridiculous what the Rambam writes. He says the rabbis have a right to make exer d'rabbanan and to fool the people into believing that it's an isa d'oraisa also. He says that's what they did all the time and they made an asmachta. What is an asmachta? To fool the people into believing that it's an isa d'oraisa. So we don't understand neither the Rambam nor the Rebbe. What the Rambam says is an issa to fool the people into believing that it's an issa the Rebbe. That's an issa baltos, that's an issa sheker. And the Rebbe holds it. You're allowed to fool the people. So what are they fighting about over here?
We always say that every time that we make a tachanah, the Rambam is called to take the king of the Rebbe. So we have to prove to the power of the tachanah that's going to be light in the Rebbe. It's not going to touch the lines a little bit.
I mean, by making cane their eyes, that will fudge the lines of the dinner. That's an interesting question. I don't know. But here we don't understand this Rambam. The Rambam says that there's an isa to fool the people into believing there's an isa their eyes. That's it. That's not an isa about places. That's an isa sheker. And the Rabbi holds you. A lot of them are sheker. The Rabbi holds, that's why you write on asnafta. Very strange. That's what Rasa Lech. He said in Ein Rav Chaim, he doesn't think that that's what's going on here. He thinks the Rambam doesn't mean, neither the Rambam nor the Rabbi mean to fool the people into believing that it's an isa their eyes. The Rambam meant to say, when you make a dinder rabbanon, you're not allowed to be machmer on a dinder rabbanon to the same extent as a dinder eyes. If you're machmer to the same extent, so then you're in violation of Baal Tosef. And then he added on that just like a dinder rabbanon is not allowed to be instituted on the same level of chumer as a dinder isis on minig, also you're not allowed to be machmer on a minig to the same extent as on a dinder rabbanon. That would also be a violation of Baal Tosef. So that's why Rav Chaim said that if you have the chumer of kitnius, if you have a shnas batzaris, you have to be naked. He felt like those poskim. There were always some poskim who were unhappy about that. They felt you shouldn't be naked. They said Rav Chaim held that you have to be naked on kitnius b'shnas batzaris because of this rabbanon. He thought that that's what the Gemara says. Bedikas chametz the rabbanon, him new rabbanon with the rabbanon. The Gemara himself and the Abdalah and the base. The Gemara says a katan is neman, bedikas chametz and anisha is neman. The simple reading of the Gemara is that eidecha dem misur doesn't apply to women. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Under the level of anisha, there I say eidecha dem misur will not apply to women. We always rely, all the time we rely on our wives and our mothers. My wife gives me food and I trust that she didn't buy me anything. I trust that it's kosher food. So you see, you do say eidecha dem misur by women. So we spoke about it when we learned at the beginning of Gittin. So this Gemara in Pesachim on the Avdalah and Beis sounds like it says, the simple reading, Erech and Emesim does not apply to women, does not apply to Ketanim, but by Bedikas Chametz, which is only the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon. Why so? So the Rabbi writes there in his commentary on the bottom of the Rish, that the Chachamim felt compelled to be Mekel on a Din the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to be Machmer on a Din the Rabbanon to the same extent as on a Din the Reis. You have to be Mekel. So that's why Hanu Rabbanon and the Rabbanon. So that's how Rav Chaim explained the Rambam in Hilchas Mamre. He doesn't mean to say if you fool the people into believing that it's a dinder rice, he meant if you'll be machmer on a dinder rabbanon to the same extent as a dinder rice. And what is the hasagas arayvid? There is a problem still in the arayvid. So either Rav Chaim thought that that's what the arayvid is saying. There's nothing wrong if you're machmer on a dinder rabbanon to the same extent as one's machmer on a dinder rice, and that's perfectly okay. For araya, the Gemara a lot of times makes an asmachta. They make a dinder rabbanon to some chul the mikro, the kama duchti. What was the idea of being some chul the mikro? To be machmer, a dinder rabbanon that has an asmachta. So your machmer is sveka lechumer. Sveka the rabbanon lechul only applies to a rabbanon has no asmachta. You have an asmachta, then you say a sveka de rabbanon lechumra. So you see that the Rabbi says adarad, it's permissible to introduce a din de rabbanon on the same level of chumra as a real din de rabbanon. And there the Rabbi and Hasav is on the rift, right? It's not so. But that is the problem, it's the same person, it's the same Rabbi. There were more than one Rabbi, but these two are by the same individual. One wrote Hasav is on the Rambam, the same one wrote Hasav is on the rift. So that is a problem. But that was the common practice in Europe. Whenever there would be a shnas batzores, practice would be that since Issa Kitnius is only a minig, so they used to insist on being nekel. They tell a story that, I think they tell a story about the Chidush Arim. By the Hasidim, they're makbed on Gibrox. Gibrox bedina the Gemara's muta. The Gemara says that when you have flour that was mixed with water and you baked it or you cooked it, so once it was baked and cooked and it didn't become chametz, it's not going to be bothered to chametz later on. So let's say you have a matzah and it was already baked, and then you take the matzah and you soak it in water. So the din is that if it's ofo yimavushal already, that's the bottom of lametes and the base. Anything that's mavushal or anything that's safui is not bole dechim. So this is Medina Digmar. So the Hasidim were concerned that in their lifetime, in the late 1700s, the way they used to bake the matzahs, the hand matzahs, they were afraid that maybe some of the dough in the middle of the matzah is still raw. Maybe the heat dried out all of the moisture, so it's not bole dechim now. Maybe it only baked the top and the bottom is brown, and the middle part maybe is still raw. But it didn't turn into chametz because the heat was enough to evaporate all of the water. So now if I'll take a piece of matzah and I'll soak it in a cup of water, a cup of tea, or a cup of a bowl of soup, so that raw dough that was never really baked, now it'll come in contact with water, it'll sit in the water, and it'll turn into chametz. It's possible that it should turn into chametz. Only if it's already off in the bushel, then it says, Eretz Vamshen, Bonet Echim, it's off in the bushel. But the middle of the matzah maybe is not sufficiently off way. Maybe in the days of the Gemara, they baked matzah better. In the days of the 1700s, they had amaraksin, they had almanis, they were not so learned in baking all the matzahs. We're afraid maybe the middle of the matzah was raw. And maybe it's going to be bole dechim. So there's a sefer that quotes this practice that Rav Chaim Balozhin visited the Vilna Gaon, and he asked him about this Chassidish practice, not the Gibrox. So he wanted to demonstrate that he doesn't hold from this practice, so he put a knedel in the window. Everybody should know that he holds that it's okay, that you're allowed to eat knedel. That story appears in a sefer which is not really that prominent, a sefer. I think it's called Afike Yehuda. He was a rav in some little village somewhere, his father was a rav somewhere, and his father paid the Nachla's daughter to Lomach Harusa with his son. So they were learning together, I think, 3 years. They were going to finish all of Shas. So they're supposed to learn all of Zeraim in 1 week, all of Zeraim in 1 year, all of Moed in 1 year, all of Zeraim Moed Nashim. Going to learn Nashim in the 3rd year. So he says by the end of the third year they got bogged down. They never finished the one at the end of the first year. They never finished more at the end of the second year. They were in the middle of Noshim, and the Nachlos Dalek got a letter from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that he wants him to come back to the yeshiva to give shiur in the yeshiva during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So that was the end of their chavrus, because his father was paying money to the Nachlos David of David Tevel that he should learn with his son. So the son writes this in the introduction to his Sefer Afiki Yehuda, and he writes that he had a good head. He thinks he had a good head, but he said the Nachlos David will have learned better than me. And he says the reason why was because he was born in Minsk, I think, which was closer to Vilna than the village where I was born. So the Derech Halimon of the Vilna Gaon had already spread to Minsk, to that village. And therefore, the Nachlos David had learned better than me. What was the Derech Halimon of the Vilna Gaon? So he described it. The Derech Halimon was that first he learned the Gemara, then he learned Shulchan Aruch. As opposed to the Chassidim, as opposed to the common practice was, you would first learn Shulchan Aruch, and then afterwards learn Gemara. So if you learn the Shulchan Aruch before you learn the Gemara, you're totally misunderstand everything that's going on. By the Chassidim, by the Hinsatman, they still do like that. Others, they don't learn anything. But even those Chassidim who do learn, let's ask Satman had little kids before by mitzvah, they're learning Hilcha Shabbos with the Magen Avraham. They never learned Masech HaShabbos. Magen Avraham's talking about Mashos. So if you don't know the Taisus, you don't know the Mashos. I don't know what the Magen Avraham's talking about. The Shach is talking about Mashos. So if you don't know the Gemara with the Taisus and the Mashos, how do you understand the Shach? So they learn, the little kids, they learn Yerudei with the Shach. They learn Arachayim with the Magen Avraham, and they never learn the Gemara. So you have to reconstruct, you have to imagine in your mind what's going on. So you look at the bottom of the page in the Machzah Shekel, you look at the Prima Gadin, and they'll reconstruct a little bit. Then, 5 years later, when you learn the Gemara, you realize you have everything all cut out, everything's incorrect, and you have to start relearning everything from the scratch. So that's what the Vilna Gaon said, you have to learn in order. First you have to learn Tanakh, then you have to learn Mishnah, then you have to learn Gemara, then and only then do you learn the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the author of this Sefer writes. He writes that the Nachlos David knew how to learn better than me, because he learned on the new Derech of the Vilna Gaon, everything in order, first Gemara, then Shulchan Aruch, and I learned still with the old Sefer. But then you first learn the Shulchan Aruch, and you misunderstand everything, then you learn Gemara. So that Sefer is not so well known, this Afiki Yehuda. He's known because of this line, he has Oris on all of Shas. Few haris here and there, and every mesichta, not such a all of shas, thinner than this margin, thinner volume. So this is one of the stories that he has in the sefer. Chaim Volozhiner went to ask the Vilna Gaon about the gebrucks, and the Gaon put a nail in the window. That's the source of that. So the story is told that by Hasidim, they're very machmir not to have gebrucks. They consider it as if it's chametz. So Balabasta once had a shaila, but a little piece of matzah fell into a big pot of soup that was cooking on the fire, and the gebrucks. So the Balabasta quickly took out the piece of matzah and she threw it out in the garbage. So then the shaila was whether she's allowed to eat the rest of the soup, because chametz the pesach is the mashu. So maybe the gebrucks turned into chametz, and it doesn't help with the hashishim. So supposedly they asked the kedusha herein. So he said no. He says we're only machmir chametz the mashu. We're not machmir matzah. Matzah is not the mashu. Only chametz is the mashu. I would have said the same. Even the chassidim who had the minhag not to eat gebrucks, but the eighth day of pesach, after shal pesach, they are make of the dafke on principle to eat gebrucks. Why? They don't want their chumrah to serve as a kitrug on the rest of Klal Yisrael. There, machmir not to eat gebrucks, and the misnagdim are eating the Vilna Gaon, the holy side of the Vilna Gaon is eating gebrucks, and maybe the Bezal Shemayla will punish the Vilna Gaon for eating gebrucks. So they want to demonstrate that the Ikra didn't really mutter the haraya, and Achon shall pass out to eat the gebrucks. It's only a chumras, and no one should be punished for not observing this chumras. That's the rationale. This whole idea that whenever you have a chumra, so you don't observe the chumra and Achon shall pass out on the last day, this appears in the Shulchan Aruch, and Chabad quotes a practice not to eat dried out fruits on Pesach unless they were dried out on the Hashgacha. Even though what do? Raisins. They just the guy years ago. Now they make raisins, they put the raisins on a conveyor belt and they put it in an oven. And in order that it's not dried out by putting it on the roof. They put it in an oven. And in order to prevent the raisins when you dry them out, so some of the juice is going to ooze out. And it's going to stick, a lot of the raisins are going to stick out, whatever fruits you dry out. So a lot of the fruits are going to stick to the belt, to the conveyor belt. So in order that it shouldn't stick. So it's a common practice that they'll spray on a release agent. They'll spray something onto the belt that it shouldn't, nothing that you put on it should get stuck to the belt. A lot of times that release agent is mamash chazash mamash. That doesn't have to be listed in the ingredients, in the table of ingredients. It's not an ingredient. They didn't intend to mix that into the food. That's on the conveyor belt. It happens that all the fruits and vegetables that are dried out on this conveyor belt are going to have this stuff on the surface, on the outside, but that was never intended to be an ingredient. So it could well be that a lot of dried out stuff is mazim mamish has traces. It's not going to help. It can't say bottle b'shishim over here. It can't say bottle b'shishim, bottle b'rav. It's b'yen. Bottle is only if there's a taru. It's here. If some of the release agent is treif, and some of it is stuck to the outside of the fruit, then it's going to be considered the treif is b'yen. So Bayos really shouldn't eat anything that's dried out, any dried out fruits, unless it has Hashgacha. But years ago, they didn't have this trick to have a release agent. They just used to dry it out on the roof. So what's the shaila? Maybe Andochri was eating some bread. Maybe Andochri was eating bread as he was taking care of it. Maybe some bread fell out, and maybe it's going to be something in. Afatech chashash. None of the customers would like, wouldn't want to buy it either if it has breadcrumbs all over the whole place. No one would want to buy it. So the Shulchan Aruch writes such a meaning, not to eat dried out fruits on Pesach, but on Achon Shal Pesach, then it is mutter. So pattern after the story with the dried out fruits, that's how they made this chumrah of gebrucks also. Not to eat gebrucks on the Pesach, except for the Achon Shal Pesach.
Yonah Bar also saying you don't miss the time of
getting the kibbutz. Because I'm not going to my friend's house. If you have shishin, it's mutter, yeah. But you go to your friend's house then?
And they eat gebrucks. So now you don't hear them eat gebrucks.
The shach is only makel. That shach in the second chelik yeriday, beginning of the second chelik yeriday, quotes a chivach from the Rav Levi Ibn Chabif, from the Marabach, he's makel if the kli is ain't ben yomo. But if they just use the ben yomo for gibrox, then the minig is that you're not supposed to eat your soup in that kli. We would only be makel if it's ain't ben yomo. Whatever's only minig, so there's no zayr ain't ben yomo after ben yomo. But because man is ben yomo, we would be makel. Yeah. No, not necessarily. Even if it's a din rabban, but they only had this as a chumrah. So they wanted, the explanation was, they don't want that their observance of the chumrah should serve as a kitchen on other Jews, so they didn't adopt the chumrah. So the principal will insist on eating gibrox on the last day. How much chumrah do you have to eat in order to get malchus? So there's a machlokes. So Rav Shimon holds kosher with a malchus. If you eat chumrah b'shogeg, if you eat chametz b'meizid, you chayv kares. If you eat chametz b'shogeg, you chayv chatos. So in order to be chayv chatos, everybody means you have to eat a kazayis. In order to, if you eat the meizid, in order to get malchus, that's a machlokes. We pass, you still need a kazayis. That on the chatzis shiur, you're not playing again. That's a machlokes of Yechon HaShlokesh. When the chatzis shiur is asman atar, asman rabbanon, we pass the chatzis shiur is asman atar. Ruba de ruba of the pasuk hold the chatzis shiur is asman atar, even if it's less than chatzis shiur. Chatzis shiur is not to be taken literally. Less than chatzis shiur is also asman atar, even a mashal. What's the reason why there's no malchus to eat a chatzis shiur? So the reason why is because they're not chilek plus the kazayis. Chametz is only also ba'achila, so also ba'achila ba'hanor. Let's say nevela, also ba'achila muta ba'hanor. Ain't achila plus mikazayis. So you gotta eat less than a kazayis. You can say if you eat less than a kazayis, you're getting hanor from the chametz. Chametz also ba'hanor, that could be. But forget about chametz, let's say nevela, treifa, it's muta ba'hanor. But it's only also ba'achila, so if you eat less than a kazayis, so you didn't do a ma'is achila. Ain't achila plus mikazayis. So that's a shayla. Let's say I'll have a little bit of ham, less than a kazayis, on a bun. So the ham with the bun together constitute a kazayis, but there isn't a kazayis of ham alone. So that's a machlokes satanim, whether hetem and star felisa or ain't hetem and star felisa. That's also a machlokes in the third parish. And if you hold hetem and star felisa, which isurim do you apply? You don't necessarily apply all isurim. Which isurim will you apply this rule? So that's a machlokes satanim, whether hetem and star felisa or hetem and star felisa. Then there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. What is the meduber? Which case are we talking about, whether hetem and star felisa? See, I gave an example. I have a bun with ham on it. And the ham is less than a kazayis. So let's say everything is cold. None of the ham was absorbed into the bun. Not that it was baked. Not that I heated it up in the oven with the ham on the bun. And the schmaltz from the bun permeates through the bread. No, I took out the bun straight from the refrigerator and the ham straight from the refrigerator. Everything is cold. And it didn't really get absorbed. So you still say in such a case, according to the Tanakh, the whole hetem and star for the Easter, the constitute of kazayis, that you say, it is, yesh, it has an achila. Ain't achila plus kazayis, but he ate kazayis. Only part of the kazayis was Easter. So would you say in such a case also hetem and star for the Easter? Or do you only apply hetem and star for the Easter if the Easter was nivla into the hetem, to the extent that it was nivla into the hetem, so that hetem can be even star for the Easter. But to the extent that it was not nivla, then you cannot apply hetem and star for the Easter. So that, the Marsha points out, if you read carefully the Rashi and Tosfos, that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara has a mem ham and aleph, this is an important Gemara, right before the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah mem ham and aleph. So the Gemara says right before the Mishnah. Even the Tanna who thinks hetem and star for the Easter, it only applies if you're swallowing the hetem and the Easter of the Lasahas. But if you swallow, if you eat the hetem, these are tefkei achilas prasim each other. Let's say I eat the kazayis of nevela. So I eat a half a kazayis now, half a kazayis later. But the two half kazayis we eat and tefkei achilas pras within a short period of time. So that's the halacha mishnah. I say like that. If you tefkei achilas pras, that's considered as if you ate the vasachas and you get malchus. What if I hold hetem and start nisa and I ate bread tefkei achilas pras? I'm eating the chatzis shir of the nevela. So that Gemara said the favorite not so. The only time you say not only hetem and start nisa, even isur nisa. The Gemara has a further machlokes. Is the Tana Rav Meir is of the opinion isur and start from zeh and zeh. If you eat a half a kazayis of basa b'cholam and a half a kazayis of nevela, so you also get malchus. And we don't pass like that either. We don't pass a hetem mitzvah from the Easter, and most Easter return, and we don't pass an Easter mitzvah from Zemze. You have to eat a full kazayis of nevela or eat a full kazayis of basa b'cholam in order to get malchus. The only two Easter that are mitzvah from Zemze, the Rambam writes on nevela treif, because treif is tilos nevela, so it's all called shem echad. But leaving out treif and nevela, the Rambam passes that any Easter mitzvah from Zemze. So the Gemara says even a bigger chiddush than what I said. Not only hetem mitzvah from the Easter has to be only the vasachas, even Easter mitzvah from Zemze according to Rav Meir. That if you have a kazayis on the nevela and have a kazayis on basa b'cholov, I'm going to start from the achad. That's only if you swallow them both with bli achas, only with basachas. But with zeh hazeh terkei achilas pras, it will not be mitzvah. That's how the Gemara says. Isa, the hetter has to be the basachas. Again. Hetter mitzvah from the isa has to be the bli achas. And if you hold like Rav Meir, I said it all wrong. If you hold like Rav Meir, the isurim start from zeh zeh, so that's called shem echad. So if you eat a half a kazayis on the nevela and half a kazayis on basa b'cholov terkei achilas pras. So then the Gemara says it will be mitzvah. Isa the Isser is even the Zachazeh, but Isa the Heter, the Mitzvah, Isa is only the Vasachas. So in that Gemara, that Isa the Heter is only the Vasachas, that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's what the Marsha points out. So Rashi's opinion is, the only time you say Heter Mitzvah the Isser is if the Isser was nivla into the Heter. But if the Isser is not nivla into the Heter, even if I swallow both of the Vasachas, you also don't say Heter Mitzvah the Isser. That's Rashi's Shita. And Marsha points out that the Rabbeinu Tam clearly disagrees, because the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is there is machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the other Balei HaTosfos in Chulin on Daf Zayin. If you pass in Tam ki ikar d'oraisa, that's how you pass. Let's say I have a vegetable soup, kosher vegetable soup, and by mistake someone pours in a little bit of chazash malz, and you can taste the flavor. You had 51% of vegetable soup, less than 50% of chazash malz, so it should have been bottled b'roiv, but when I taste the bowl of soup, so it tastes like chazash malz. So the din is a tam ki ikar, so the din is that it's also. So how much soup do you have to drink in order to get malz? So most of the rishonim say you have to drink so much soup that you know that you have swallowed into your system a full kazayis of chazash malz. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. If you swallow a kazayis of the tarubis, you already get malchus. Isn't that hetem and star? So the Rishonim asks, that's hetem and star for Issa. Why is that tam kiker? So Rabbeinu Tam holds no. Hetem and star for Issa means if the Issa was not nivla into the hetem. I'm eating a ham, a slice of ham on a bun. There's no kazayis in the ham. But the bun with the ham together constitute a kazayis. And the Issa was not nivla into the hetem. But whenever the Issa is nivla into the hetem, you don't have to come out to the rule of hetem and star for Issa. That's governed with the rule of tam kiker. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that tam kiker means that you like a kazayis menat arubis. So he's forced into assuming that hetem and star for Issa even applies. If the Issa was not nivla into the hetem. Hashanik and Rashi and most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Their opinion is that even if you don't tam kiker, you won't be loike unless you eat so much of the tarubis that you know for sure you have swallowed kezias. So they're free to say, Rashi is free to claim, that the only time you'll apply hetem and star for the Issa is in the case where the Issa was nivla into the hetem. When the Issa was nivla into the hetem, so that part of the hetem that was below the Issa will be the star for the Issa to be mashlim to the shir. But whenever it's two separate things, even if you eat them bevasachas, that's the shadow. When the Gemara says you only say hetem and star v'lisa if it's bevasachas, if it's bebliya achas, it's not bebliya achas, it doesn't apply. So what do you mean bevasachas? So the Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam holds bevasachas. It doesn't mean that the Issa is nivla into the hetem. No, if the Issa is nivla into the hetem, then it's hetem. Then you don't have to come out to hetem and star v'lisa. Then it's tam ki ikar. And Rashi says not so. Issa is hetem and star v'lisa bevasachas means if the Issa was nice and tam into the hetem. But if he's tam eating bevasachas hetem and Issa, Rashi would say that it's not mitzvah. So this Gemara and the name and all is important to keep in mind. When you look at the Mordechai, the last page in Sochem, we mentioned it already a week ago. Mordechai quotes Akasha from the Rishonim. Hillel used to eat three kezeisim of asachas. So the Pashtus is one of the three kezeisim, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. The two gears is the Markah, Hillel, Oysev, as much of his Midrash, Kaim, HaYikorach, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Vechav, Yachad. That's what it says in most Targum. And the Rambam's gears is HaYikorach, Matzah, Maror, Vechav, Yachad. Chaykev, on the bottom of the page, in Shulchan, points out, and Achlokes, what the gears is, the Rambam, the other Rishonim. The Rambam writes the Feirush, the Korban Pesach was not, even according to Hillel, Korban Pesach was never eaten the Kricha together with the Matzah and the Mor. Korban Pesach was always eaten separately. The Rambam says that he dipped the Matzah into Charis, he dipped the Mor into Charis, he dipped carpets into Charis. The Korban Pesach, he don't dip into Charis. Korban Pesach, he eats separately. No one holds that the Rambam points, nobody holds he eat the Korban Pesach, the Kricha, and no one holds that he dipped the Korban Pesach into Charis. So according to the Rambam, he only Korach Matzah Mor. According to the other Girsa, it was Korach Pesach Matzah Umor. That's the famous Girsa. The Talmud Yerushalmi says the Feirush like that against the Rambam. Talmud Yerushalmi and Chalav discusses whether mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. So that's the machlokes Hillel and the Chacham. Hillel used to eat Pesach Matzah Maror together, but Basachas, those are mitzvahs are not mevatel zu azu. And the Chacham involved the mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. You're not allowed to eat two mitzvahs together because you won't be able to eat them. So the Yishalmi makes a comment that the only time the Chacham would hold mitzvahs are mevatel zu azu is bizman amikdash, and you have three different things. You have Pesach Matzah Umaror. And Hillel says you eat all three together. That's the Yishalmi the famous against that Ramah. Hillel holds you eat all three together. So each one of them has 2-1 against it. The Pesach has 2 kezeisim against the Pesach, the Mor has 2 kezeisim against it, and the Matzah has 2 kezeisim against it. So then the Chacham holds that each one of them is bottled b'roiv, and you're not yet to anything. But Bizman said that the reason according to Pesach is just eating the Matzah and the Mor together, so then the Yerushalmi says in Chala that the Tanoim, the Chachamim of Hillel would agree that there's no bittul, because it's Chad v'gabi chad, it's not Chad v'tre. It's only going to be bottled if you have Chad v'tre. So that's what the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page of the Yerushalmi pointed out, that Yerushalmi is beferish against the Rambam. Rambam says that even according to Hillel, they never did according to Pesach b'kriach, and Yerushalmi says that he did. It is a Mordechai, the last page in the Malchah, where he's making an assumption regarding that issue. So he quotes a kasha. The Gemara says, increases the Ebe Sadliya Machzik Yosem Nikibetz. You cannot swallow, you can only swallow a tiny piece. Let's say a person is eating Cheerios. He doesn't have to chew up the Cheerios. He can swallow a teeny weeny Cheerio without chewing it up. How large a volume can it be if you have big chunks? If you swallow, you can choke. So how large does the piece of food have to be that there's a concern that he may choke? So the Gemara says, if it's the volume of the kibetza, a kibetza, he says, is shnei kezeisim, so in base of the amachs and geisim, a kibetza, so then the person is going to choke. So he's bothered with a kasha. He assumes that a beitza, a kezeis is a chatzi beitza. A machlek is a kezeis, chatzi beitza, a shlish beitza. He's assumed kezeis is chatzi beitza. And kacha yoyse hilum is much a beitza, mingdush ha'ikan, ha'ilum used to eat all three together. Which all three together? He had the use of three, not two. Which all three together? So the way it's printed by us in the Mordechai, he used to eat a kezeis matzah, a kezeis moror, and a kezeis charesis. So he used to swallow three kazesim, the basachas, how is that physically possible? How come he's not choking? The Gemara says, ain't basachas, I'm going to be a basachas, and he so he says, no, ain't basachas, I'm going to be a basachas, and maybe I'm a hard more then, and you didn't chew it up. So you're going to choke if you swallow a whole egg. The basachas is not basachas, larger than a basachas. But the Gemara is talking about a case by Hillel. He chewed everything up. Once you chew it up, so you can swallow even yesem, you can be a basachas. That's the way it says in our Mordechai. He's going to swallow matzah and morer and charoises. Matzah, morer, charoises. Each one of his eyes. And it's not going to be a problem of choking, because you only choke if it's the unit is yeshlam hanavim v'shech shalem. If he eats without chewing, al v'shul merusak. If it's all chewed up into tiny particles, matzik tvei. The beis hakli can be matzik more than a beitzah v'rasach. It can be matzik three different kazeisim, which is a beitzah matzik. That's the Mordechai. So they have in parentheses in the Mordechai, that part we discussed. What are the three kazaisim that he's eating that constitute one and a half beitzim? Kazais, matzah, kazais, mor, and kazais, karaises. So who ever heard of eating karaises? I'm mitzvah tia, kazais, karaises. So that's what they corrected. No, they should say kazais, pesach, kazais, matzah, kazais, mor. The third kazais is not kazais, karaises, but rather kazais of the korban pesach. So the Trumas Hadeshen, okay. So the Trumas Hadeshen raised the question over here. Why does the Mordechai raise an issue of swallowing three kizaisim of asachas? And the Gemara says that's unhealthy. The guy swallowed a beitzah matzah one time. Who says that he has to swallow it all the basachas? Let him eat a little bit at a time, as long as he swallows everything. Kedei achilas pas of the original achila. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, from this Mordechai you see that even though b'di'evet if he ate the kizais matzah, kizais matzah, kedei achilas pas, from the beginning of the chila to the end, it is not more than achilas pras. So the yetzer the yevet, but the chatchila, more correct is, you should swallow everything with asachas, the whole kazais with asachas. And that's why the Mordechai was bothered with the kasha. If you're going to do like hila, kach al yosah hila, yikarach pesach matzah mor, three kazaisim with asachas. So how can you swallow everything with asachas? That's impossible. How can you do the mitzvah and alufka the chatchila? The Mordechai answers that he can. If you have a hard boiled egg, that's a dove shalom, that you can't swallow a whole egg. But once you chew it up, then you can swallow the whole thing. So this is quoted by the Magen Avraham. This comes from quoted by the Magen Avraham. The chatchila more correct is that you shouldn't eat a little matzah and swallow a little matzah, swallow a little matzah, swallow. You should chew up a kazayis matzah and save it in your mouth, and then you should swallow the whole kazayis with asachas, because that's a mitzvah min amufah. So that's what they quote. Mishem Rav Chaim, he thought that didn't make any sense. This Trumas Hadeshen. Why? If there's halacha l'moshe v'sinai that says that tefkid achilas pras is considered as if he ate the basachas, so why should he eat the chatchila to swallow literally the basachas? Aye, but didn't the Trumas Hadeshen prove it from the Mordechai? If you hold that it's permissible l'chatchila to eat tekedei achilas pras, so where does he come up to ask a kasha? What does the Mordechai ask a kasha b'chlam over here? That assuming that the person who eats the korban pesach matzah mor of all three kazeisim v'asachas is going to succeed in doing that. Maybe he ate a tekedei achilas pras. Eat a little bit now, a little bit later, a little bit later, and everything will be tekedei achilas pras. So that's the Trumas Hadeshen's right. You see, for the Mordechai has to be v'asachas. So Chaim answered no. Just like the Gemara says that Issa the hetam and hem al. When I said Isa the Hetter and not Mitztarfin, even if you don't have to Mitztarfin Yisr, that's only if it's B'Bliya Achas, Mamash, literally the Vasachas. But if it's B'Zach Hazeh, even though it's Tefkid Achilas Pras, so you have no right to apply the rule of Tefkid Achilas Pras. Tefkid Achilas Pras can only be Mitzaret, Nevela to Nevela, Chazet to Chazet, Bas B'Cholof to Bas B'Cholof. It can't be Mitzaret Hetter to Yisr. It cannot be Mitzaret Hetter to Yisr. So that's Rav Chaim said, that's what the Mordechai was assuming. Hillel wants to be Yotzei Kriche, he wants to eat Pesach, Matzah, Mor, all three together. According to the old years, he wants to eat Matzah, Mor, and Charoises all together. So they're three different things. Matzah, Mor, and Charoises. A Pesach, Matzah, Mor, three different things. So there, of course you can't eat Tokeh D'Achilas Pras. Tokeh D'Achilas Pras only helps Matzah with Matzah, Mor with Mor, Korban Pesach with Korban Pesach. But to be Mitzar, Pesach, Matzah, Mor, three different things. Tokeh D'Achilas Pras with them and Emma. Just like the Mor says that Tokeh D'Achilas Pras doesn't apply, that you should have the right to say Hetem and start Lisa. That's Rav Chaim was matched this rechocha of the Trumas Hadeshen. But when Avram quotes this Trumas Hadeshen, that Rav Chaim should swallow everything but Bliya Achas, Rav Chaim said he's not so convinced that it's correct. The Gemara says on Daf Mem, we spoke about it a little bit, the Gemara says on Daf Mem, a machlokes, but he needs Shmur Mishas Ketzir, or it's enough with Shmur Mishas Lisha. So the Chatzkele, we're machmer to have Shmur Mishas Ketzir. If you can't get it, so you say a bracha on the Shmur Mishas Lisha. Because all of the matzah, all the pshutas in America are well made. That was a policy that the Rabbanim adopted in 80 Israel, when they started the matzah factories in America, that they bake all the pshutas, they bake all the matzahs for Shmur. Because many people over America are not going to buy Shmur, they're going to buy regular matzah for the Seder. So the dinner has to be Nasa with Shmur, has to be Shmur. So that's a machlokes. The Rambam and Rashi, what does it mean Shmur? So Rashi in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. The Rambam says, Shimon and Shimon and Mechimus. Shmarta v'samatzah shema mechinas to wash that it doesn't become chametzdik. And Rashi learns shmura means asiyah v'shma. So the shaila is, according to the Rambam, that shema mechinas, so you need shmura matzah all the 7 days of Pesach, all the 8 days of Pesach, that's what it's all about. According to Rashi, you only need shmura for the seder. Because for the matzah's mitzvah, that you're going to be eating mitzvah, it has to be baked v'shma. But the rest of Pesach, it's not a mitzvah to have matzah. So you don't need the asiyah v'shma. Pashtus is that the whole din of shmura means asiyah v'shma, and only applies on the matzahs that's used by the seder. That's the shaila. The Rambam learns that shmura means shema mechimutz, so it should apply all of Pesach. So the Magen Mishnah Taka says, according to the Rambam, chatchilis supposed to have shmura, matzah, all Pesach. It's not that there's an isa to eat non-shmura, there's a mitzvah to eat shmura. And by the seder, we assume it's li'kuvah. So if you only have one kazayis of shmura, the Gemara says you should save it till the end. The Gemara has the price of it, seker shal nochrim. Adam malik reis at the hand, about sheyochel kazayis matzah b'achrona. If you have dough that was made by nochrim, so the nochrim make it, it's not shmura. So you can eat it on Pesach, but you have to eat the kazayis of shmur at the end of the meal. So we usually learn the pshat, why is it not shmur? Because the nachri can't create the shmur. Nachri had died in the nachri color, like the Gemara Gittin. Shat is the Rambam does not learn like that. So what is the Rambam calling to Rambam? Why isn't it shmur if it just means shima mechimutz? So I can never eat the tzeker shal nachri. So the answer is someone watching. There's a religious Jew watching when the nachri is making the shmur matzah. So why can't you use it for shmur matzah? Shima mechimutz. You have to add on, ain't on the, there is a loshen in the Gemara Chagiga that the Meiri quotes over here on that man. Ain odom mishama mashal yad chaver. I can only do shmira on something that I'm in charge of. But if the nachri is in charge over here, the nachri is harvesting the twill, the nachri is grinding it up and making flour, the nachri is mixing the flour with the water and so on, and there's a mashgiach watching, so that's the loshen agamara, chagiget, ein odom mashama mashal yad chavero, that's not called shema mechinas. So the Rambam writes, if you only have one kazayis of shmura matzah, he quotes the Gemara, you should eat that at the end of the meal. You should eat that by the avikani, that's the ikan mitzvah's matzah. And you can eat the tzeker shal nachri from the beginning of the meal. So that why is it a lack of shmura according to the Rambam? According to the other Rishon, they need to see the shma. So nachri is any of the they can't create the shma. According to the Rambam, who seems to deny the whole existence of the nidah, see the shma just in the shina mechimas. So what's wrong if the nachri made it? But someone must be watching. The answer is yeah, someone's watching. So on kasha hilchas kasha, it's acceptable. Ein echad ami yisur, but hilchas shmura you can't say. You can't call the shmura masa because of the klal ein on the misham mashav yachalero. So that's a shaila according to the Rambam. He's supposed to have shmura matzah all of Pesach. So why does it tell you? The tzeker shal nachrim, adam malik reis in the hand, v'ach shechel kazayis matzah b'achrenim. So how does the adam malik reis in the hand? How does he eat them at the beginning of the meal? So the answer is, it's not an iser to eat pshutas according to the Rambam. It's a mitzvah to eat shmura. It's a mitzvah to eat shmura. If you're hungry and you want to eat more matzah, you only have a kazayis of shmura that you're going to eat at the end of the meal. That was mishumar mechinim shimim mechinim. So the tzeker shal nachrim is not mishumar. So you're allowed to eat it. It would have been a mitzvah if you would have avoided it. It's a mitzvah to eat shmura all of Pesach. That's according to the Rambam. That's a shaila. How seriously do we have to take this Rambam? So the Chayyim has a discussion. There were some people who would be mahad there, and they ate shmura all the Pesach. They wouldn't eat pshut at all. They would eat shmura all the Pesach. So that was a shaila in the days. The Chayyim, that was a big chiddush. So that's a deal that the Chayyim has. I think, is that a minik shtus? You don't even need Hatorah? What do you say? No, it's a minik that's based on the Magen Mishnah's comment on the Rambam that the Rambam tackles you need shmura all the Pesach. Today it became very popular. A lot of people eat shmura all the Pesach. They're makbid not to have pshutas all the Pesach. But years ago, there was under scrutiny that it's even binding with tamini. Maybe it's a minik shtus. According to the Gemara, you kind of mitzvah kiyumas. The question is whether even with that mitzvah you also need asiyah l'shma. Or maybe I'll need asiyah l'shma for the first time. It's unclear. I just invented a new mitzvah, so we don't know how we're going to deal with it. Like Rabbi Kiddush Lezinger's mitzvah, so look at the Haramais. We don't know exactly. Look at the Azorah. We don't know exactly how to deal with the details of this new mitzvah that was just born yesterday. All the other mitzvahs were born 3,000 years ago. And then I've seen that these mitzvahs, you don't know exactly how to deal with them. That's the problem. So today it's assumed that it's not a minhag shtus to be makbid to eat shmura or pesach. And they assume it's based on the Rambam Pshita. The Rambam holds that the Shimon Mechimot, Shmur and Shimon Mechimot, the Shimon Mechimot is a Mishra of Pesach. Meshe Chachma seems to understand according to the Rambam, even though Shmur and Shimon Mechimot, it only applies the first night by the Seder. It doesn't apply the rest of Pesach. It doesn't make any sense. Shimon Mechimot is the same by the Seder by the rest of Pesach. So he gives a whole explanation. He writes on Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, Kishmata v'shamata zuchuk ha-zos l'may adam yomim yamim, so the Gemara has a machlek is ha-charam, and the end of the Erevim, but the Shamata zuchuk ha-zos goes zuchuk ha-pesach ha-kos v'daber, zuchuk ha-tfilin. Does it go on tfilin? The yomim yamim means daily, you should wear the tfilin every single day, the yomim yamim, and then the Gemara says, mi yomim v'lo kol yomim, Shabbos yomim, you don't wear tfilin, yomim v'lo leilos, you don't wear tfilin at night time, that's according to the time that the Shamata zuchuk ha-zos, l'may adam yomim yamim goes on tfilin. That's the tefillah that we have. That's the tefillah that we recite right before we remove the tefillah. Because the Gemara says that the name Arabi used to say bracha lishmachuka before they remove tefillah. They used to remove tefillah at the end of the day. The word tefillah was my mother. What tefillah all day long, and then they had to take off the tefillah balala because the shemata zechuka says me the yamim yamim the yamim v'lalelos. You're not allowed to wear the tefillah at night. Since the pasuk says v'shamata zechuka, so that's why the chachamim composed the nusach ha'bracha lishmachuka upon the removing of the tefillah. So we don't follow the Bnei Marove, and we don't take them off the tefillin b'sof hayom when it's getting dark. We just take them off the tefillin. So that's why we don't recite that bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Haolam, Shekasham Tzatzon, Nishma Chukka. We just say, Ratz Mofenacha Shenishma Chukkecha Boilam Azeh, and Niskim Nichei Boilam Abba. We say, Nishma Chukka, because we're taking off the tefillin. Just like the Bnei Marove said, the Beis Yosef says, Matzasi Kossel like that. Just like the Bnei Marove, and Eretz Yisrael used to say the bracha, Shekasham Tzatzon, Nishma Chukka, as they're about to remove the tefillin b'sof hayom, in order not to be in violation of wearing tefillin b'laila. So we recite the bracha with the tefillin, Nishma Chukka, when we take them off the tomb, right before we're about to take off the tomb. So in that pasuk, the Meshech Chachma has a comment. Shemata Sechukah Hazois, according to many Tanoim, goes on Chukah Satfilin, not on Chukah Satpesa. And Shemata Sechukah Hazois means you should be boidek tefillin from time to time. And we can't only Chachamim that tefillin you should be boidek once in your lifetime to make sure that it's kosher. And the mezuzah you should be boidek twice every 7 years. Every 3-4 years you should boidek the mezuzah. So the Meshech Chachma has a whole discussion over there. So he says, you see that this is some pasuk that says the Mishkan is Yankim wanted to derive from this mechilta, the Shamata, the Chilta Azayis, Mikan, and you have to be bodek the mezuzah twice every 7 years. So you see that the rule that the Gemara has when you have a meal tamatzoi, there's a chiyuv to do bedikah, you see that that's a din deraisa. Rambam writes that it's only a din derabanan. If the roid indicates that something is no problem, but there's a meal tamatzoi that indicates it may be a problem, let's say you check the behemah, you have to check to see that the behemah is not a trefa. So we pass an alacha mas, you only have to check the lungs to see that the behemah doesn't have any sirchus on the lungs, and the other organs don't have to be checked. Even though there are 70 different trefas, 7-0, we only need bedikas hareya for the sirchus on the reh. Manishtana, why you only bedik the sirchus on the reh? That's the Ramban and Kulin, and the Kedusha Ramban, and the first Mechamis and Ramban. So he says, because sirchus on the reh are near tamatzai, and all the other trefas are near chain of matzai. So that's the alacha mid the Rabbanon, the Ramban says, whatever, there's a near tamatzai, there's a chiv mid the Rabbanon to make a bedikah. So let's say you bought a jacket, you bought a suit that may or may not have shatnez. So if it's a mir tamatzui, you have to check for shatnez. Mir tamatzui, not mechuvah. You're eating a vegetable. If there's a mir tamatzui, that this vegetable may have worms in it, so then with the rabbanon you have to be bedek to make sure that you have no worms. But if it's a mir tamatzui, they're not mechuvah to worry. So Amish is mir tamatzui, so the pasuk says Mishnah Gan says 10% above. Fine. So the Ramban writes the first that this whole din that you have to be bedek when you have a mir tamatzui is only with the rabbanon. On the level of the rice, you're not mechuvah to be bedek even if it's a mir tamatzui. So the Achrayim ask a kasha, how can the Ramban write that it's only with the rabbanon? But the mechilta learns out from the pasuk that it's a din derais of shemata so chukah zayis. The mayadam yamim yamim goes on chukas atfilin. That you have to be bedik the tefillin twice every 7 years, every 3-4 years. You have to be bedik the tefillin. So don't you see that you can't stand on the cheskas kashus? It's a din in a Torah. You're not supposed to rely on cheskas kashus. Hechad epshem lebivde bakinon. But I samchina on a chazaka. You shouldn't rely on a chazaka that we checked it last time. Don't you see from the sifrei from the mechilta that that's a din deraisa? That's his kash. That's the Yeshua's Yankis kash. That's the Mishkan's Yankis kash. So the Meshech Chachma says he thinks that there's a difference. He says, Tfilin, bedikas tfilin, you want to be bedik to make sure you're yotzei the mitzvah. Bedikah by the shatnez, bedikah by the bugs and the vegetables, is in order to make sure that you're not violating a lois esei. So he says, when it comes to a lois esei, you're not mechuyev to be bedik. You stav on the right. You have a right to follow the rubin, the lois kamo, the chazoke. That means there are no bugs. That means there is no shatnez. Most of the foods don't have shatnez. Most of the vegetables don't have bugs. If it'll turn out later on that you did eat a bug, that you were wearing shatnez, so I just talk about a patrein. Since you had a right to follow the rubin, the lois kamo, so the fact that you were wearing shatnez for a while, the fact that you were eating bugs, swallowing bugs, doesn't count, because that's called Eimus Rachman HaPad. When it comes to a mitzvah, let's say tefillin and mezuzah, is a mitzvah to wear kosher tefillin and to have a kosher mezuzah on the doorpost. There is a near possibility that over the course of time, the mezuzah will get worn out because of the change in the atmosphere. Summertime is hot, wintertime is raining, it's cold, it's snowing. So the mezuzah, they get ruined in the air, they get ruined on the door, so you're mechuyev to be biting, so then. The chilta learns out from the pasuk, "Shemata asuchuk azayis." The bedikah of tefillin, that's a din deraisa. How come the bedikah of tefillin is deraisa? The rabbanon, the bedikah for shatnas and the bedikah for treifas. Why is that bedikah only rabbanon? So that's what the Meshech Chachma suggests. Maybe there's a difference between a mitzvah sesen and a mitzvah lois sesen. What's the din if a person was nenas and he violated an avera matnas oinus? So we have a rule: oinus keman deloy ovin. When a person did an avera, but it was done oinus, so that doesn't count. We consider it as if it happened by itself. But what if a person failed to fulfill a mitzvah because he was an onus? He relied on the rubin, the leisa kamon, that the facts are so, and then it turns out that the rubin, the leisa kamon didn't apply in this case. So it's not going to help over there to say he relied on the right, and therefore he was an onus, and therefore it should be considered as if he was tefillin, as if he had kosher mezuzah. No, onus kamanda ovid leyamin. Onus, you only say onus is kamanda leyamin. What the person did, the onus is considered as if he never did it. But you don't say matnas onus, it's considered as if he did something. He didn't do. So the bedika and the tefillin and mezuzah, that would be a din deraisa. Because if you won't be bedik, you'll just rely on the rubin loisa kamon, it'll come out that you just want yotzei the mitzvah. But the bedika on the teloim, or the bedika for the treifas, that'll only be the rabban. The rabban says it's only the rabban, so it's not contradicted from this mechilta. This mechilta requires bedika min ater, that's only by mir tamatzoi, that's only by mitzvah sasei, not by mitzvah loisa. So that's the shaila, that's what the Meshech Chachma said, that even the Rambam says that Shmura Matzah means, doesn't mean Asiyah L'shma, it rather means Shema Michimot. And Bukhari means Shema Michimot. What was 7 days of Pesach? What's the difference? So he says, no, maybe you only need Shmura Matzah for the Kazayis by the Seder. The rest of Pesach, maybe even the Rambam agrees. It's not so clear that according to the Rambam, he's supposed to have Shmura Matzah all of Pesach. The Magen Mishnah says like that. But not so clear. So the Meshach Chachma says, could be the Rambam never said it. The rest of Pesach is just an Isur he commits. So you rely on the Rubid Laisa Kamon that it's not Chametz. Moshe came the first night of Pesach as a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah. So if it turns out that matzah is Chametz, so it's by definition it's not going to be matzah. It won't be yet to anything. So the first night of Pesach, the halacha requires you shmarta masa matzah, shina mechimot. If it's a be Chametz, if it'll be Chametz, you'll have a violation of the aver that you're eating Chametz. So that's how it's not Chametz Patra. But if it's Chametz, that's not matzah, you won't be yet to the mitzvah. So that's why you have to have shina mechimot. Moshe came the rest of Pesach, maybe you don't need shina mechimot. Because the rest of Pesach is only an aver. So on an aver, you say, Oynis considered if he didn't do it. Just walking to the yeshiva earlier today, I met someone, so I asked him, a single fellow, I asked him, where's he going to eat on Yom Tov? So he says, he's going to eat by himself. I told him the Zohar has a comment. There's a Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Beitzah, both Mishnahites, both the Mishnah has the same Mishnah twice. Ain't been Yom Tov for Shabbos, a Lo'echel Nefesh Bulvad. So the simple meaning is that there's a Heter Lo'echel Nefesh on Yom Tov, but there's no Heter Lo'echel Nefesh on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook food on Shabbos, but you are permitted to cook food on Yom Tov. So the Zohar quotes that Mishnah with a twist, it's the reverse. Lo'echel Nefesh Bulvad, about eating by yourself. So on Shabbos, Oichel Nefesh Bolvad is mutter. You're permitted to eat all by yourself on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, Oichel Nefesh Bolvad is awesome. You're not allowed to eat by yourself on Yom Tov because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and the Simcha requires that you have to eat with other people. So he says, fine. He thanks me for telling him that. He's going to invite all the guests. Yeah, the Indian is that on Yom Tov you have to eat with other people. We left out a couple of things when we spoke about the Seder. The Charoses is a machlokes hatanoim, but the Charoses is a mitzvah. Charoses is only for medical reasons. So if one should assume the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah assumes like our blessed episodic, that Charoses is a mitzvah. So the Gemara is my mitzvah. What is it supposed to be all about? The Gemara has three different opinions. Either Zechel HaTapuach, Techas HaTapuach HaRapicha, or Zechel HaDam, all of the Jewish blood that was spilled by the Egyptians. Or the Yerushalmi says, Zechel HaDam, Tais is quoted to Yerushalmi, Andav Kuf Tazayin Manal. Or the other reason given by the Bavli is Zechel HaTik, that they built all of those pyramids. All of the cement that they had, so we want the charoses should be zechelatit, should look like that. So what does it mean tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticha? What is a tapuach? So I think I forgot to mention that tapuach in modern Hebrew is translated as an apple, but in the biblical Hebrew, the Tosafot writes in the end of Tainus that the word tapuach means a citrus fruit. And the Gemara says it befeirish over here, that because you want to have zechel ha-tapuach, so the Gemara says tzarch le-kuhuya. You have to have a sharp acidic flavor in the charoses that it should serve as a zechel ha-tapuach. So you see, even if you want to have apples, but you have to make sure that you squeeze in some oranges and form some orange juice, okay? You have to have that acidic flavor, that should be the Zechel HaTapuach. Then there's a famous discussion that the Shari Tshuva has next to the Behetev. They need a Kazayis Moror for the Korach. What's the issue? The Rosh and the Kuf, in Arab Psalm, the Rosh raises the question whether you need a Kazayis Moror or not. So the Rosh says, yes, he thinks he do need a Kazayis Moror. Why? Because he said the Brocha, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Al Achilas Moror, since you say Al Achilas, Vein Achilas Chus Mikazayis, so obviously you need a Kazayis Moror. So the Shabbos Arya says, what do you mean? So why did the Chacham, if not for that, Nusach HaBrocha, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Al Achilas Moror, the Rosh would have held, the Rosh could have visualized that you can eat more or less than a Kazayis. He's not bothered with the fact Vein Achilas Chus Mikazayis. Why? Because it never says you have to eat more. I says Amatzis Samaram Yachluhu. No, Yachluhu goes on the Korban Pesach. Yachluhu doesn't go on the Moror. Matzah Samaram in conjunction with Matzah Moror, Yochluhu, the Korban Pesach. So it never really says to eat. It says, Ba'ev Tochel Matzahs. It says, Achila by Matzah, you need a Kazayis. It says, Gochel Sabasa Balayla Zeh. It says, Achila on Kazayis by Korban Pesach. It never says the verb Achila on Moror. So that's why the Rosh Hashanah sounds like the Rosh Hashanah's Mikra Din Moror can be ate, but less than a Kazayis. The only reason why I need a Kazayis is because of the Bracha. So the Shagazai says, so why did the rabbis make such a Bracha? Al Achila's Moror. Should have said, Al Mitzvah's Moror. But they make trouble for us that they have to eat a Kazayis. If not, I mean, before they instituted the Nusach HaBracha, there was no need for Kazayis. Because the Chumash never says Achila by Moror. So why do they institute such a funny Nusach HaBracha to require of us a Kazayis? If Mikra Din is not needed, should have said Al Mitzvah's Moror. So he doesn't like this Rosh, he doesn't understand what he's talking about, but then he just says, according to the Rosh, the only reason why you need a Kazayis Moror is in order that because of the Nusach HaBracha, Al Achila's Moror. So on the Kairach, when you're eating the Moror together with the Matzah, so you don't say Bracha, Al Achila's Moror over there. And you already had a Kazayis Moror before, so there's no need to have a Kazayis Moror. It's good enough even a Mashu HaMoror. So the Shari Tshuva quotes this Shagasai. According to the Rosh, there's a possibility that he wouldn't need a Kazayis Moror for the Korach. So the later Achranim discussed this. So also later thought that the whole thing was not correct. He said it can't be that that's what the Rosh is talking about. They all ask the Kasha. The Mishnah says on the Pesach and Aleph. The Mishnah lists off the five vegetables that can be used for Moror. Maybe Rosh Hashanah Yotzei Dechavos of the Pesach, Hazeres, Tamcha, Chachavina, Ulshin and Moror. Then it says, Mitztarfim the Kazayis. And enough in the Mishnah, you need a Kazayis. What do you mean the Rosh Daf Kuf doesn't know the Mishnah Daf Lamates, that you need a Kazayis? He's asking whether they need a Kazayis and he's pashit. Be pashit from the Mishnah Daf Lamates? No, he's pashit from the Bracha. Then he says, Al Achilas Moror. Doesn't make sense. So Rav Soloveitchik said the following pshat. Some of that writing out like this. Rav Leib Shcharif has this pshat. He's the one who wrote 150 svarim, and he said whoever prints any of my svarim will have a refuah shleima, but whoever sticks, the people keep on printing more manuscripts from him. Very prolific. And every mitzvah, he has five different svarim. So he has in his haggadah, he has the same pshat. The Rosh knows that for more of the rice, Abadi needed his eyes. Self-understood. You're right. There is no verb in the Chumash. It never says Achila by Mara. It says a matzah ram yachulu le karm pesa. Never says yachulu ma, but it's self-understood. Mara is a mitzvah achila. Maybe achila kusum because I don't have to say the verb achila. The Rosh is asking Mara bizmana zeh is the rabbanon. So what's the nature of Mara bizmana zeh? Is the mitzvah bizmana zeh zecher le Mara? So there's only zecher. Zecher to the zecher le mikdash. It's enough if you have less than a kazayis. Maybe I should say that the rabbanon they instituted Mara. The Mara bizmana zeh is a mitzvah Mara with the rabbanon. So you do need a kazayis. So you can't prove anything from the Mishnah Lama test. Mishnah is telling you what the din was bizman shabes hamikdash ayikayim. That the mitzvah from the kazayis that they need a kazayis. How do you know from the Mishnah whether it still applies bizman hazeh? The Rosh Hashanah Sofik was on the nature of the mitzvah mara bizman hazeh. Whether it's a mitzvah mara or it's only a mitzvah zecher hamikdash. So he was pushing it not from the nusach habracha, not because he said alachilas mara. Even if the bracha would have been on mitzvah mara, it would also have been a pshitas. The Rai was if eating of mara bizman hazeh, the rabbanon is only a zecher hamikdash, then there wouldn't have been a bracha period. You don't say a bracha where the whole nature of the mitzvah is only a zecher. That's what the Oruch writes. The Oruch asks a question, how come we don't say a separate bracha on Korach? Chok Yanker quotes this from the Oruch. How come we don't say a separate bracha on Korach? Shechan Tosan Al-Chilas Kor. So the Oruch, I don't see what the kasha is, but there is no mitzvah teeth, because the mitzvah teeth matz and the mitzvah teeth mar. They already said the bracha on the matz and the mar, then it says in the mechaber, you should be careful not to talk in between the bracha on the matz and the mar, and the eating of the kor. Korach is possibly the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah matz and mar. I don't see what the kasha is, but that's what it says in the Oruch. Yes, the kasha, why don't you say a bracha when you eat the korach? Hashem Shamsar Achilas Kor. So he says, korach is only purely zecher l'mikdash kehilah. So since it's a mitzvah to make a zecher, so on that you don't say any bracha. Why? Because there is no real maisa mitzvah. You only say a bracha when there's a maisa mitzvah. When you shake a lulav, when you eat matzah, when you blow shofar here, you're only eating korach to reminisce and to remind you, to conjure up in your mind an image of Hillel eating in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Zecher l'mikdash kehilah. So zecher l'mikdash, that's a mitzvah that you fulfill in your mind. It's not you're doing a maisa, but the maisa is not really a maisa mitzvah. So that's what the Oruch writes, that's why there's no bracha. So that's what the Rosh was mesufik. The sofik only was what he needed because Zayis Marav is manazeh. Maybe Marav is manazeh is purely zecha l'migdash, it's only zecha, so no bracha should be recited. So you don't need a kazayis? So he says, no, if it would have only been, if zecha l'migdash is the essence of the takana, then you wouldn't have said any bracha. The fact that we say any bracha is a hechacha that they reinstituted in the Rabban and the mitzvah of achilas mar. So the main need a kazayis. So it's not because of the nusach habracha al achilas mar. So the main even by the Korach also need a kazayis. Not like the Shabbos Arayah. That's fair that Shari Chula next to the Behetit, he quotes the Shabbos Arayah suggesting that according to the Rosh, you wouldn't need a kazayis and mara when you're eating the Korach. We mentioned some of the drushes. We didn't mention all. Some of the drushes Mar has on lechem oni. One drusha was lechem shonim all of dvarim harpeh. You should have the matz exposed when you recite the Haggadah. Then lechem oni madar kishaloni beprusa should be a broken matz as opposed to a shleima. Then the Mar has matz ashira is not acceptable if you mixed in yan shem and drasha cholov. Matz ashira is no good. A matz gedolah if it's too big it's not called lechem oni. Too large in size not called lechem oni. Then the Mar has another interpretation, another level of interpretation of lechem oni madar kishaloni hu masik veishto ofo. You need. If a man is wealthy, so he can splurge, he can waste a couple of dollars. So the husband is in the office making a fortune, making another $1 million, and the wife will waste a lot of money on the oven. So the wife will first kindle a fire, and she'll put in logs, and it'll be burning, and extra logs will be burning, and then she'll knead the dough. And then after she finishes kneading the dough, then she'll put in the matzah and bake the matzah, and they will have wasted a lot of fuel in burning the logs unnecessarily, but poor people can't afford to waste all that money. So when the wife is interested in baking matzah, baking anything, who masik ishto ofa? The husband asks his wife, when will you be ready to bake? She says, in 5 minutes. So he will prepare the fire so that in 5 minutes, they'll have the fire, shine, and then after she finishes baking, then they put out the fire and they save the logs, they don't waste unnecessarily. So just like Madaku Shalom, who masik the ishto ofa? The husband makes the fire, hasaka satanur, and the wife bakes the matzahs. So too, that's why we should all bake matzahs. Who masik ishto ofa? What exactly is the either over here? So there's the Rosh quotes this. So there's a machlekes, the Gemara has it. Who masik ishto ofa? So there's a discussion in Rishonim Achronim. What exactly is the meaning? What exactly is the heder over here? So some say the heder is mitzvah bo yosin b'shvucha. You should do it yourself. And that's why many people tamei chachamim take off an yeshiva and they go to bake matzahs. What are they wasting time to? What are they wasting time to bake matzahs? There are people in the factories baking the matzahs. So you buy the matzahs. The answer is no mitzvah bo yosin b'shvucha. So what do you need a pasuk lechem oni? Wouldn't I have said on my own that the mitzvah bo yosin b'shvucha? We have that's a universal law. Mitzvah bo yosin b'shvucha. So the answer is the mitzvah is the eating of the matzah. The baking of the matzah is only action mitzvah. So maybe you won't get all your point and say that you don't apply mitzvah bo yosin b'shvucha. That's why you need a pasuk to say lechem oni who masik the ishto ofa. Even though it's only a hechshen mitzvah, you still apply mitzvah bo yosin b'shvucha. Taka what? So taka doesn't make any sense. Why? It's only a hechshen mitzvah. So that's the suggestion that the Netziv has. Whenever you have a hechshen mitzvah, hakasa b'tar. Whenever there are details as to how the hechshen mitzvah has to be done, let's say, plucking off the asaregim from the tree. No one has a chumrah that you should pluck it off on your own. Or shearing off the wool from the animal in order to make tzitzis, strings of tzitzis out of the wool. That's not a biggest chassidus, I should shear off the wool on my own. But whenever there's a hechsher mitzvah, kasamator, whenever the chumash talks about this hechsher mitzvah, it says, v'yosolahem tzitzis ha-kafivik neim le'roisim. The more learns that pasuk lemon osim. The tying of the tzitzis is spoken of in the pasuk. So the nitzim says, the manufacturing of the strings, that you wouldn't say mitzvah goyesim u'shluchim. You can be lying to someone else. But to buy a beged and to tie strings, buy strings and to tie it together, then you would say mitzvah goyesim u'shluchim. That's a hechsher mitzvah, kasamator. Or constructing the sukkah. The more dashes chav the sukkah tasalacha, tasuk lemon osim. Here it says, about baking the matzahs, there are special dinim who masik bishta oifah, since there are special dinim as to how to bake the matzahs, so that's a hechsher mitzvah kasav atar. That's the one shot that he meant to say, that who masik bishta oifah means that you apply mitzvah bo yosem shluchah, the baking of the matzahs, even though it's only a hechsher mitzvah, it's not the actual mitzvah itself, because it's a hechsher mitzvah kasav atar. Others say that the midas chassidus of who masik bishta oifah is not so much the mitzvah bo yosem shluchah, but rather it should be done by mehiris. Just like the poor people can't afford to waste any money, so the husband's going to make the fire exactly the same time when the wife needs the fire, and then when she finishes baking, then he's going to put out the fire, so they'll have the logs will last twice as long, they won't be wasting energy unnecessarily. So that's what they say over here. You should bake the matzahs quickly. That it shouldn't become chametz. It shouldn't be bodeh dechimetz. That's what it means. It should be done in the hiris as much as possible. So that's why there are many who are medaktik, that if you have a choice of having either hand shmur or machine shmur, so many will insist on machine shmur, because the machine shmur is made much faster, much less time than hand shmur. The whole thing from the beginning to the end takes much, much less time. So that's some insist in that direction. Others insist in the other direction. It's preferable to have hand shmur because you have to have asiyah l'shma, according to most of the Rishonim. So there's a question whether a machine-made matzah is considered an asiyah l'shma. So that's an old machlokes in Europe, but a machine-made tzitzis, strings that are made by a machine, can that be considered an asiyah l'shma or not? I left that one topic. It's too late. Okay. I'll tell you what the kasha is. I wonder, the teretz is complicated. I'll tell you what the kasha was that I never got to talk about. Today was everything out of order. The Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph has a machlokes about the chametz b'mashehu. The chametz is batel b'shishim. And the Rabbi Natan and the Shilpi is paskan and the Tesis Lamed Amud Aleph. Chametz is batel b'shishim. There's no din of mashehu. It doesn't exist. Chametz is batel b'shishim. So the kasha is, how can anybody say chametz is batel b'shishim? Should he require masayim? Chametz should require masayim because the Gemara says, learns out from the pasuk that truma requires meyah. And because Orla Kla Karam is twice as Chomer as Truma is also Machila Mutabano, Orla Kla Karam is Kofal Isuro, it's also Machila Osabano, it's a Kofal Aliyosa. So we require a double amount for Bitu. So since Truma needs Meyas, so Orla Kla Karam needs Masai. So Chomer's Bepesach is also Osabano. We don't pass like Rabbi Saglili, Chomer's Pesach Mutabano. So since Chomer's Pesach is Osabano, so why should you require Masai? How come the Gemara just has a Machlekes, but the Chomer's Bepesach is Bemashu, the Chomer's Bepesach is Beshishim, the Shin Beneshite, the Chomer's Bepesach is Bemasai. So there is a line in Rabbar and a lady in the Ra'on, Berak Abayis, it's probably in this print, I should look at the new editions, he writes, there's a sheet in the Gemara, the Chometz is Beresh. Resh is Masai. Resh with the Pas. It's probably in this print, probably should have said the Samach. There is no opinion in the Gemara, Chometz is Beresh. Probably is in this print, probably should say Shishin. But that's the question, why wasn't there an opinion in the Gemara? I think the people got it, Mr. Kash. Why wasn't there an opinion in the Gemara? The Chometz should be the Masai and the same as Orla Klaker. But that's a complicated answer. Okay, gotta say something for next time. Okay, have a good young of everybody. I was just in Eretz Yisrael for a week together with Rabbi Twersky and Rabbi Rosen's wife to give the Bechinas for the Masmidim program. And when we were asking the questions to half of the boys, instead of answering the questions, they were giving us pilpulim. So I'd like to discuss a little bit exactly what learning Torah is all about. In this week's Parsha, it says, Psolachot, Shnei Lachos, Avanim, Karish, Anim. So the Gemara says, in the Dharm, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a wealthy man. He had Ashiris, and he got his Ashiris from salt and shalachotahed. The Baruch Shalom told him when he carves out the luchas, he can keep the leftover stone, and it was valuable stone. Then the Gemara also says, when the Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, k'sav luchas hadvan ha'ela, also in today's Sedra, ki api hadvan ha'ela karati et chabisu es Yisrael, so the Baruch Shalom meant, k'sav lucha shalachotahed, that the Torah is given to you. You don't have to share it with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara asked, that's ridiculous. There's so many psukim and chumash. It says, b'feresh, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to tell over all the dinim to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara finally explains what the Amorai meant was, tilpula shel Torah. The original plan was that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give over to Bnei Yisrael the mitzvahs, the Tayyad mitzvahs, and the details of every mitzvah. And he has to teach it to Bnei Yisrael, they should get everything straight. He has to chazret, not just tell it once. He has to teach it then to Shulchan Aruch Lifneiyam. But the whole hezber, is it a chepta, is it a gavra, is it a melos, is it a superman, is it a bird, is it a plane, what it is. This was originally, the original plan was that this is going to be for Moshe Rizar. He has a right to keep that. And transmit it to his children, he doesn't have to give it to the rest of the Kali. So that was originally not the part of the original plan of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah was to know all of the Tariag mitzvahs and to know all of the details, all the prate. and to understand why the din should be like that, and how to be kaveh the din. If a new case comes up, that was originally only supposed to be for Moshe Rabbeinu and for his descendants. Moshe Rabbeinu was a good-hearted fellow. He was kind-hearted. He was a tovayim. So tovayim who yivarech, he deserves a big yashikach, and he gave us this too. But this is really the icing on top of the cake. That's the second dessert. The main course, the main meal is the meat and potatoes. The main iker talmud Torah is to learn all the dinim. To know all of what are the tayag mitzvahs and what are all of the details of the tayag mitzvahs. You look in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, so the Hakdamah in the Mishnah Torah is the Sefer Mitzvahs, believe it or not. The Chasam Sofer complained about the fact that the printers wanted to make more money, so when they printed the Sefer Mitzvahs during his lifetime, with the Ramban, with the Megillah Esther, with the Leib Samech, with the Kinah Soferim, so they wanted to make more money, so they printed it as a separate volume. They no longer printed it as the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. So he says, what a shot, what a loss. The Lomdim stopped using it because it cost extra money, so they only had a Rambam, they only had the Mishnah Torah, they didn't have the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Sefer Mitzvahs is the introduction to the whole Mishnah Torah. The Rambam gives you a listing of all of the Tayag Mitzvahs, then he gives you the Kitzur, that we have in our editions of the Mishnah Torah also, the Minyan Mitzvahs Bitzora, and then every section in the Rambam, he says, this is going to be Hilchas Shabbos, it's going to have 15 mitzvahs, so many mitzvahs Sesei, so many mitzvahs Lois Sesei, this is going to be Hilchas Yantzit, this is going to be Hilchas Yom Kippur, this is going to be Hilchas Minimum Masof, this is going to be Hilchas Suli HaMadoshim, and the introduction to every section tells you how many mitzvahs there are. And then when you get to the end, he says, now you know all the 613 mitzvahs. You now you know all there is to know. What is there that all there is to know? The mitzvah of Levin HaTorah is not to sharpen your mind. In order to understand the ins and the outs, in order to understand, well, what the halacha and why the halacha is so, and how to apply the halacha in a new case, if a new shad is going to come up, so you have to understand all of these, all the fancy hakimas and so on and so forth. But that's not the Iker of Talmud Torah. The Iker of Talmud Torah is what the original plan was, that we should know what the Taryag Mitzvahs are, and to know all of the details of the Taryag Mitzvahs. When you learn a din, when you learn, the Iker of learning is, you have to learn a Mishnah, and see, what does Rav Meir say, what does Rav Yudah say? What are they fighting about? What does Rav Meir say, Edi Mesirah, Edi Simakas, what does Rav Loza say, Edi Mesirakas? What are they fighting about? What case? What's the difference, halacha l'maisa? Then you have to try to figure out from the Gemara quickly how do we paskin 1, 2, 3. You know, if you're learning Gemara, you have to spend that much time. If you're learning Shulchan Aruch, you have to spend more time on how to figure out what the Pesach Halacha is. If you're learning Gemara, you go quickly, but it's a real waste of time. A lot of people, they study Gemara, then if you ask a Shal Halacha Maisa, they're totally lost. They don't have the foggiest notion of what they just tell you everything in the Machlokes. That's not learning. Learning is you have to learn. The Iker of learning, the Gemara says, Masukish Maisa Libe the Hilchasa. You have to know what's the maskana, what's the din. Din is like Rav Meir. Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Loza. Din is like Rav Loza. Excuse me. Din is like Rav Loza. Not like Rav Meir. When you learn, you always have to ask. The first question you have to ask, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he always quotes from the Prima Gaudim. The first question the Prima Gaudim always asks is this a din d'oraisa or this a din d'rabbanim? Every single sif in Shulchan Aruch he asks. You have to do the yilud v'shma, is that the raisa d'rabbanim? You have to do this, is that the raisa d'rabbanim? Everything, that's important to know. Every single din, is it the raisa or is it the rabbanim? And if it's the raisa, what's the makar in the chumash? A din d'oraisa, is it a svar? Once in a while, the Gemara says you don't need a pasuk, it's a svar. But that's very rare. Svaris, you can always ding zach, a svar, not svar. Best to have a pasuk. And it's important to know what the pasuk is. If the din d'oraisa is learned out from pasuk A, so it sounds like it's this kind of a din. It's learned out from pasuk B. It may indicate that it's a different kind of a din. You have to ascertain if it's a din d'rabbanon. What is the din d'rabbanon based on? Called the tikkun rabbanon kein d'oraisa tikkun. The Gemara will sometimes derive from dinim d'rabbanon. The Gemara will establish what was the din d'oraisa before the Chachamim introduced their din d'rabbanon. The Gemara in the second parak in Bava Basra, Rav Chana Basserman pointed out. The Gemara establishes a din d'oraisa by quoting a din d'rabbanon of Karpath. How can you prove from a din d'rabbanon what the din d'oraisa is? Because the Amoraim assumed when the Tanoim introduced the din d'rabbanon, called the tikkun rabbanon kein d'oraisa tikkun. Can't just invent a din d'rabbanon from thin air. The building blocks of halacha have to be concepts that exist on the level of d'oraisa. You have to use terminology that the Tanoim use. You can't make up your own terminology. You can't make up your own concepts. Every discipline has its own self-contained logic. You can't use logic from chemistry, and you can't use logic from physics, and you can't use logic from biology. You have to use Talmudic logic. Talmudic logic has its own terminology. Chefetz and Gabra appears in the Gemara. If it wouldn't appear in the Gemara, we wouldn't use that distinction either. The Gemara in the Dorm talks about that. The Nether is an Issa Chefetz, and Shulah is an Issa Gabra. You have to use concepts that appear in the Gemara. The building blocks of halacha are always concepts that exist on the level of their Issa. The Iker learning is to establish all of the details of the halacha. What is the halacha in this case? What's the halacha in that case? How does Rashi learn? What does Tosis learn? What's the din? In each case, what's the din? Yeah, you try to understand. Why does Rashi say the din should be so? Why does Tosis say the din should be so? The main thing is to establish the din. A lot of times you'll have identical concepts appear in different Masechtas or in different sugyas in the same Masechta in different languages. That's already a derech learning. In order to understand why is a din like this over here, so a lot of times you have five places, you have five different dinim, and the lashon, the language that the Gemara uses is not identical, and nonetheless, it's really a repeat of the exact same concept. And a lot of times you'll have in the Gemara the exact same terminology, and it does mean the same thing in the different places. The Baal HaMor wrote Hasogas on the Rif, the Mor HaKotam. The Baal HaMor lived in Lunel. That means the moon. So he called the name of the Sefer Hamor HaKotam. Then he got the Baal HaKotam. He says you can't understand the Zikin with the light of the moon. You have to have the light of the sun. So this name of the Sefer changed. When it comes to the Zikin, it's called Hamor HaGotam. Until the Zikin, it's called Hamor HaKotam. So the Baal HaMor has all of his Hasogas against the Rif. Here and there, he disagrees with the Pesachim of the Rif. So then at the end of Chulin,